The town of Harper's Ferry was founded in the year of 1734. Located in what is now the state of West Virginia, several important events occur here during the lead-up to the Civil War, including John Brown's raid, the Battle of Harper's Ferry, and the destruction of its armory by Confederate forces. We are able to observe the effects of these events on Harper's Ferry by viewing multiple perspectives around these events.
Our first perspective is a civilian who resided in Harper's Ferry. He watched the events of the war play out from a short distance away. He had watched the founding of the small town that became Harper's Ferry, seeing the establishment of the armory in his town, wondering what all the commotion was in the middle of the night when John Brown raided the same armory. He rushed from his bed and outside of his home, watching the place he'd always called home be ravaged and attacked. He had witnessed John Brown's raid from a distance, the chaos and destruction caused by this raid had long-lasting effects on the town. He watches the numerous battles over his town between the South and the North and their outcomes.
Our second perspective is the watchman who was guarding the armory when John Brown attacked. The watchman was on guard on the evening of October 16th, 1859 at the armory. He was ambushed suddenly by a small group of abolitionists before he could sound an alarm. They took him hostage along with 60 others. The abolitionists seized the armory and took what they could in hopes of starting a slave revolt in the surrounding area. The watchman is incredibly frightened by the situation he's in, worrying about how he could survive the outcome of this raid, and if the slaves would join the revolt and ultimately destroy his way of life.
Our final perspective is a soldier who served in the Confederate Army around this area during the Battle of Harper's Ferry. The soldier joined the march of his fellow Confederate Army members as they approached Harper's Ferry on the night of September 12, 1862. If the North wanted to betray the South, then that meant war. He watched as his side took control of the armory. However, things weren't going to keep going as well as they had for him. He was the first to hear the cry of reinforcements from the North. He had begun to feel terrified for his way of life. The Confederate Army had been weakened by years of fighting and was not as strong as the North's. He saw this as the South desperately retreated from Harper's Ferry.